now give the floor to the representative of Bangladesh.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is indeed with a heavy heart that we speak today on the unspeakable sufferings, deaths, and devastations of the Palestinians wrought by inhuman, indiscriminate, brutal, and disproportionate military aggression and assault by a member state that is not following the rule of law and international standards. Prior to coming to this meeting, I just glanced over a newspaper headline that states, and I quote, "While hundreds of women and children are dying in Gaza, the global conscience is quiet." And it carried three pictures of three world leaders. One leader kept his eyes closed, another kept his ears shut, and the third one kept his mouth shut. I hope this picture does not reflect the global leadership of inactivity while fellow unarmed human beings are being slaughtered mercilessly. I'm surprised that leaders that always teach us values of human rights are simply quiet and mum now. Mr. President, I thank you as you arranged this open debate and allowed our conscience to ventilate our frustration and helplessness. We know that this debate of today would not stop the brutality on the innocent civilians in Palestine. However, it may jack the moral, ethical, and human rights values of the powerful ones. We feel better, at least, that history is not repeating itself. When the Jews were mercilessly being persecuted under the Nazis, hardly anyone could raise their voice. Here, you gave us a chance to raise our voice of frustration and also to convey our solidarity with the Palestinian people and their just cause. Mr. President, the graphic and disturbing pictures of helpless Palestinians exposed to Israel's full-scale military onslaught greatly shock our conscience. We are no less pained to see the inaction and helplessness of the Security Council, plus the powerful leaders. Yet some lip service is still better to give hope to those that are imprisoned in the four walls of Gaza, that lost more than 600 innocent lives accompanied by collateral damages that turned vibrant Gaza City into a dustbin, destroying their water, sewerage, and electricity system, including destruction of hospital. No wonder a group of young Americans of Philadelphia urge conscious citizens of the earth to do their best to end modern-day apartheid in the occupied Palestine. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs confirmed that 4 out of every 5 Palestinians killed during Israel's ongoing military offensive in Gaza have been civilians, including children, women, and elderly. Is this genocide? Mr. President, we don't deny Israel's right to exist in peace or self-defense, but we strongly condemn its practice of routinely killing innocent Palestinians under various pretexts. It is unfortunate that Israel has been using the pretext of self-defense to kill a section of people living under its own occupation at whims and with impunity and without consequences. Its practice of cleansing the Palestinians from the sacred land under various pretexts must not be acceptable to any. And more importantly, the advocates who are so vociferously championing the right of Israel to self-defend often forget that the poor Palestinians have also rights to live, not in the shadow of lurking death and perpetual occupation, but as normal human beings with equal dignity, freedom, and security in peace, like all Israelis, like all free people of the planet Earth. That right is being daily trampled by the occupation forces. We want to ask this question: how long would the international community deliberately keep their eyes, ears, and mouths shut and refuse to see, hear, and speak on the tragedy daily unfolded in the occupied Palestinian? Mr. President, Israel is currently attacking a population of 1.8 million that has no army, no navy, no air force, no mechanized military units, no command and control, and no heavy artillery. Israel pretends that this is indiscriminate slaughter, is a war. But as a celebrated New York Times journalist Chris Hedges put it, and I quote, "But only the most self-deluded supporter of Israel is fooled," unquote. The rockets fired at Israeli civilian population, which we certainly don't support, rather condemn, are not remotely comparable to the 1,000-pound iron fragmentation bombs that have been dropped in the large numbers on crowded Palestinian neighborhoods. The forced removal of some 400,000 Palestinians from their homes, wounding more than 7,000 Palestinians from missile attacks fired by sophisticated Israeli F-16 fighter jets and Apache helicopters, and the destruction of the basic infrastructure plus 100,000 homes in the wake of indiscriminate aggression. We condemn violence and destruction, and we ask this council to do so as well. The disproportionate use of force on unarmed civilian population in breach of the Geneva Convention and the international human rights and humanitarian laws. Mr. President, despite repeated calls by the Secretary General and by a few other leaders for a ceasefire, Israel continued its ground offensive in Gaza, adding to more deaths and destruction. We urge the Security Council to adopt a binding resolution to enforce a ceasefire and end the hostilities immediately so that no more blood, whether it is that of Palestinian or Israeli, be shed anymore. We express our sympathy and condolences to the families of the dead ones. The Security Council has a charter responsibility and obligation to secure peace by ending aggression and addressing threat to peace. We hope that the Council would live up to the occasion and take effective measures to bring the bloodshed to an end. Mr. President, in conclusion, as we have repeatedly mentioned, there is no military solution to this conflict. Military intervention, in particular brute military force, often exacerbates instead of ameliorating conditions of peace. Unfortunately, a political settlement of this protected crisis is nowhere in sight. With the latest round of American mediation now dead and the quartet design roadmap in limbo for the last few years, it is now incumbent on the Security Council to perform the role of an honest broker. It is a pity that during the past 66 years, the Council has often vacillated to take concrete actions, even when its own resolutions were blatantly flouted that could meaningfully contribute to a fair resolution of the issue. This culture of impunity must end, and rule of law and justice must prevail. We hope that the devastating escalation of violence could serve as a wake-up call for the Council to work vigorously towards an end to Israel's military occupation and the beginning of a two-state solution guaranteeing safety and security to the residents of both State of Israel and Palestine, with its capital in Al-Quds and Al-Sharif, to live side by side with peace and harmony. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Bangladesh for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Cuba.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Apoyamos plenamente la declaración formulada por el representante de Irán a nombre del Movimiento de Países No Alineados. Señor presidente, el Consejo de Seguridad nos convoca nuevamente a un debate abierto sobre el Oriente Medio sin haberse logrado progresos en el camino a la paz. La situación, lejos de mejorar, empeora. El principal problema sigue siendo la agresión sistemática de Israel contra Palestina, con la secuela de crímenes cometidos contra su pueblo. En las últimas semanas, hemos sido testigos de cómo Israel, en grave violación de las disposiciones de los cuatro convenios de Ginebra y de los derechos humanos, ha intensificado sus ataques militares y bombardeos contra áreas y objetivos civiles, provocando la muerte y la destrucción de los hogares de civiles palestinos y sus propiedades, especialmente en la sitiada Franja de Gaza. Cuba condena enérgicamente la nueva agresión de Israel contra la población de la Franja de Gaza. Israel utiliza su superioridad militar y tecnológica para ejecutar una política de castigo colectivo con un desproporcionado uso de la fuerza que ocasiona pérdidas de vidas de civiles inocentes y enormes daños materiales. Las cifras de civiles palestinos son alarmantes. El número de muertos excede los 520 y los heridos superan los 3,500, muchos de ellos con secuelas para el resto de sus vidas. Llamamos a la comunidad internacional a reclamar a Israel el fin de esta nueva escalada de violencia. Solo conversaciones sobre bases equitativas pueden conducir a una paz justa que permita al pueblo palestino el ejercicio de sus derechos inalienables y el establecimiento definitivo del Estado palestino con su capital en Jerusalén Oriental. Mientras que el Consejo de Seguridad no desempeñe el papel que le corresponde en defensa de la paz y la seguridad internacionales y adopte medidas prácticas concretas para que Israel ponga fin a sus agresiones contra el pueblo palestino, se continuará alentando a la fuerza de ocupación israelí a persistir en su política arbitraria, expansionista y criminal y actuar con impunidad. Señor presidente, la ocupación ilegal israelí de los territorios palestinos y otros territorios árabes constituye el obstáculo principal para lograr la paz y una solución justa, duradera y amplia en la región del Oriente Medio. La conducta de Israel contraviene deliberadamente las resoluciones de la ONU, constituye una amenaza a la paz y la seguridad regional e internacional y viola los derechos humanos de todo un pueblo. No habrá paz en el Oriente Medio mientras estas agresiones persistan y no se tomen en cuenta los legítimos e inalienables derechos del pueblo palestino. La Asamblea General tomó una decisión histórica cuando sus miembros, por decisión mayoritaria, otorgaron a Palestina el estatus de Estado observador no miembro en la ONU. Reiteramos nuestro apoyo al ingreso de Palestina como Estado miembro pleno en la Organización de las Naciones Unidas. Es necesario continuar apoyando al pueblo palestino en su legítimo reclamo por el establecimiento de un Estado palestino independiente con Jerusalén Oriental como su capital. El pueblo palestino sufre debido al creciente número de asentamientos ilegales israelíes, la construcción del ilegal muro que aísla comunidades enteras y obstaculiza la conformación del Estado palestino, la demolición por Israel de viviendas palestinas y el despojo de miles de personas, la difícil y angustiante realidad de los prisioneros palestinos y el deterioro de la situación humanitaria en la sitiada franja de Gaza, agravado por el mantenimiento del injusto bloqueo a dicha zona y por los ataques militares aéreos nocturnos, los asesinatos, los secuestros y torturas. En las últimas semanas, el ejército israelí ha conducido cientos de redadas militares violentas en hogares palestinos en Cisjordania, arrestando y deteniendo a cientos de palestinos que se añaden a los miles de prisioneros palestinos que se hallan en las cárceles israelíes. Solo el fin de la política colonizadora, la liberación de los prisioneros palestinos y el levantamiento del bloqueo a la franja de Gaza permitirán poner en marcha un proceso político significativo que lleve la paz a la región. Señor presidente, reiteramos que la solución política a través del diálogo y las negociaciones es la única alternativa para el conflicto en Siria. Debe ser preservada la soberanía, independencia e integridad territorial de Siria y el derecho a la autodeterminación de su pueblo sin injerencia ni intervención extranjera de ningún tipo ante los intentos de utilizar la supuesta protección de vidas humanas como pretexto para la intervención extranjera. No podemos dejar de reiterar la preocupación que nos genera la pérdida de vidas inocentes como consecuencia del conflicto sirio y nuestra condena a todos los actos de violencia. Cuba acoge con satisfacción la exitosa conclusión de la operación de destrucción y retirada del territorio sirio del total de materiales de armas químicas declaradas en condiciones excepcionalmente difíciles. Muchas gracias.
I thank the representative of Cuba for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Zimbabwe.
Mr. President, since I'm taking the floor for the first time during your presidency of the Council, let me at the outset congratulate you on your assumption of the President of the Security Council for the month of July and for the able manner in which you have conducted the business of the Council. Mr. President, Zimbabwe aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Islamic Republic of Iran on behalf of the non-alignment movement, and the African Union decision reached at the summit of heads of state and government in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea in June. I wish to convey deep sorrow and sincere condolences to the Palestine people and their leadership for the tragic loss of life and devastation they have suffered as a result of the indiscriminate and disproportionate acts of violence by the occupying force in the Gaza Strip. The senseless killing of civilians clearly constitutes deliberate reprisal and collective punishment against a whole civilian population in serious breach of international humanitarian law. Mr. President, Zimbabwe is extremely outraged at the ongoing bombardments coupled with the ground invasion against densely populated civilians areas, causing random destruction to vital civilians infrastructure and disrupting all aspects of life in Gaza, already suffering under the illegal Israel blockade. Israel Defense Forces' acts in Gaza are unjustifiable under any pretext. Zimbabwe calls for an immediate halt to the violence. Israel should respect international humanitarian law and ensure the protection of civilians. Mr. President, Zimbabwe expresses grave concern on the dire humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip caused by widespread destruction and damage to civilian properties. There is urgent need to assist the Palestinian people through the provisions of emergency aid and relief to meet the needs of the vulnerable Palestinian civilians. We call on the international community to provide this emergency assistance to alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people. Mr. President, it is unacceptable that Israel military violates the territorial integrity of Gaza and the human rights of the Palestinian people, killing hundreds and injuring thousands while the Security Council fails to intervene decisively. The Security Council must uphold its charter responsibility and act to protect innocent Palestinian civilians. The international community must act in a unison and stop Israel's relentless act of collective punishment on the Palestinian people. The ongoing injustice and culture of impunity by Israel must stop. The Security Council must hold Israel accountable for its action and compel it to comply with international law. The collective failure of the Security Council and the international community has fostered Israel's flagrant violation of all Security Council resolutions on the Arab-Israel conflict. We also call on Israel to stop the expansion of illegal settlements, lift the blockade on Gaza, and return to the negotiating tables. Mr. President, we urge the Security Council to play a more active role to encourage the resumption of peace talks aimed at resolving the Arab-Israel conflict in accordance with the principles of international law and all relevant United Nations resolutions. Zimbabwe supports negotiations towards a just, comprehensive, and lasting peace in the Middle East, leading to the restoration of the Palestinian people's legitimate right to establish an independent state coexisting peacefully with the State of Israel. There is no option to peaceful dialogue to achieve a two-state solution based on the June 1964 borders. In closing, Mr. President, Zimbabwe reaffirms its unwavering support and solidarity with the Palestinian people in their quest to realize their inalienable rights and legitimate national assumption for freedom, justice, dignity, and peace. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Zimbabwe for her statement, and I'll give the floor to the representative of New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. President. New Zealand is deeply concerned about the recent escalation of violence and the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Gaza, in a conflict that could and should have been avoided. Yesterday, Mr. President, my Prime Minister, the Right Honourable John Key, moved a motion in the New Zealand Parliament expressing that concern, as well as grave concern at the appalling and unacceptable number of civilian casualties. The motion, which was passed unanimously, also gave strong support to international efforts to obtain a ceasefire and to end hostilities so that both parties can return to the negotiations. It is clear, Mr. President, that the parties have fallen short of their obligations to protect civilians, including through indiscriminate firing into civilian populations. This undermines basic precepts of acceptable international behaviour. The rapidly escalating death and injury toll is, as my Prime Minister has said, appalling and unacceptable. There is an urgent need for immediate steps to prevent further civilian casualties. New Zealand urges all parties to take the necessary measures to protect civilians, including through further humanitarian pauses. There is also a need, Mr. President, for broader measures to alleviate the ongoing humanitarian situation on the ground. In particular, urgent assistance is required for overwhelmed medical services and for the unprecedented number of displaced civilians, people who, in the words of my Prime Minister, have nowhere to go, numbers which are already double those displaced during the 2009 crisis, numbers that are still growing rapidly. Mr. President, to provide that urgent assistance, New Zealand has agreed and will very shortly be advising a further financial contribution to UNRWA, thus responding to the Secretary-General's urging made this morning. Prime Minister Key said that New Zealand strongly supports international efforts to obtain an immediate ceasefire and joins this Council's continuing call for an end to hostilities, adding that New Zealand had been deeply disappointed that, to date, ceasefire initiatives have failed. We urge all parties to continue efforts to de-escalate the situation. Mr. President, these latest incidents reinforce the importance of a sustainable resolution to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. It should be clear to all now that a continuation of the status quo is untenable. New Zealand calls on both parties to return to the negotiating table, to work towards a meaningful and permanent two-state solution. A credible political horizon is vital, including a sustainable end to the blockade of Gaza. This pattern of conflict has gone on too long, and the cost to innocent lives, to innocent civilians, is just too high. Mr. President, this violence only sows more seeds of resentment and revenge that will damage both sides and the wider international community. We will reap the product of that effort in years to come. In short, Mr. President, New Zealand endorses and supports the Secretary-General's plea this morning to stop the fighting, start the dialogue, and tackle the causes of this conflict.
I thank the representative of New Zealand for his statement, and I'll give the floor to the representative of Mexico.
Señor Presidente, agradezco al secretario general por el informe que ha presentado, así como a los representantes de Israel y del Estado observador de Palestina por sus intervenciones. Lamentamos constatar que, una vez más, la Franja de Gaza es escenario de un enfrentamiento armado que ha ocasionado numerosas víctimas inocentes en la población civil. Respaldamos los esfuerzos que realiza en este momento el secretario general, quien se ha desplazado a la región para conseguir un cese de las hostilidades. Apoyamos y agradecemos los esfuerzos de mediación que algunos actores, particularmente Egipto y Estados Unidos, han desplegado para alcanzar un cese al fuego. México reitera su grave preocupación por esta escalada de violencia entre Israel y grupos armados palestinos en la Franja de Gaza y hace un enfático llamado para que ambas partes pongan fin de inmediato a las agresiones y a todo acto de violencia. Condenamos el lanzamiento de cohetes, así como el uso de la fuerza en la Franja de Gaza, que ha causado más de 500 muertes, más de 3.000 heridos y miles de desplazados, afectando principalmente a la población civil, incluyendo mujeres y niños. Nos preocupan particularmente los indicios de ataques en contra de hospitales y habitaciones civiles que son contrarios al derecho internacional humanitario. Hacemos un llamado a las partes a abstenerse de realizar acciones hostiles que afecten a la población palestina e israelí y exigimos que respeten las disposiciones del derecho internacional y del derecho internacional humanitario, en especial las relativas a la protección de la población civil en un escenario de conflicto armado. El status quo no es aceptable. Solo exacerbará las tensiones y traerá más violencia y confrontación, afectando directamente a la población civil y desestabilizando a la región. Por ello, México hace un llamado a que se cumplan las disposiciones de la Resolución 1860 de 2009 del Consejo de Seguridad, que contiene los elementos para atender los factores que han conducido a los enfrentamientos actuales, en particular, el bloqueo al que está sometida la población que habita la Franja de Gaza, que es insostenible, inaceptable y contraproducente. Reiteramos la necesidad de solucionar a la brevedad el problema de fondo en la región, garantizando el derecho tanto de Israel como de Palestina a vivir en paz, con seguridad y dentro de fronteras internacionalmente reconocidas. En ese sentido, reconocemos la importancia de reanudar a la brevedad las pláticas directas entre ambas partes. Hacemos un llamado para que el Consejo de Seguridad asuma plenamente sus responsabilidades y tome las medidas a su alcance para que cesen las hostilidades, así como para brindar asistencia humanitaria y fomentar el diálogo entre las partes involucradas con miras a restablecer la confianza entre Israel y Palestina. Solo así podrá conseguirse una paz duradera en la región. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
I thank the representative of Mexico for her statement. I give now the floor to the representative of Kazakhstan. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thank you for the convening of this very important debate. And at the outset, I express my country's deepest condolences and profound sympathy for the incredible human tragedy and senseless death of the civil population in the Gaza Strip, most of whom are innocent women, children, and the elderly, and the countless injured, all of whom are victims of a collective punishment. Mr. President, I would like to express Kazakhstan's great concern on the latest developments in the Gaza Strip, where heavy, brutal airstrikes and aggressive ground operations by the Israeli army have resulted in the death of over 600 Palestinians, violating norms of international human rights and humanitarian laws. It is clearly evident that the persistence of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to threaten regional and international peace and security, mainly aggravated by Israel. The rule of law has to be applied internationally, and it is the duty of the Security Council to enforce it and not fail in its obligations. In this context, we support Cairo's peaceful initiative as a framework to end the violence and the efforts of the international community and the United Nations Secretary General to broker a ceasefire and resume peace talks. We recognize the legitimate right of the Palestinian people for self-determination and the creation of an independent state of Palestine within the 1967 borders, peacefully coexisting with Israel. We advocate for the state of Palestine to obtain full-fledged membership of the United Nations and call on Israel to urgently end its illegal occupation and stop expanding settlements and the illegal separation wall, some of the key causes of the ongoing conflict. We are confident that whatever reasons does not give Israel the right to use its force the way it does. We call on the Security Council to end this systematic aggression. We regret that the ceasefire prospects are becoming bleak. The humanitarian situation in Gaza has deteriorated drastically. The human toll on the Palestinian side has increased dramatically due to an asymmetrical and disproportionate war. We also call for the lifting of the Israeli blockade on Gaza, which imposes severe and unbearable limitations. As Secretary General Ban Ki-moon himself drew attention, this is an atrocious action, stressing that Israel must exercise maximum restraint and do far more to protect civilians, end of quote. We support the call of all member states for an immediate ceasefire between the parties, a return to negotiations for de-escalating tensions, providing support for the grave humanitarian crisis, and lifting Israeli restrictions on the movement of persons and goods into and out of Gaza. Mr. President, we are equally concerned about the increasing violence in Syria and devastating humanitarian consequences. We call for the de-escalation of hostilities and halting of IRL bombardments and mobilizing cross-border aid operation for hard-to-reach areas. The various tensions elsewhere in the Middle East are destabilizing the region. We therefore urgently call on all parties to commit their political will to ensure lasting peace and security, freedom and justice for all people through a genuine multilateral approach. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Kazakhstan for his statement. I give now the floor to the representative of Kuwait. You have the floor, sir.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid al-Rais, اسمح لي في البداية أن أتقدم لكم باسم المجموعة العربية بالتهنئة على توليكم رئاسة المجلس، مؤكدين على ثقة المجموعة بأن خبرتكم وحنكتكم ستساهم إيجاباً في عمل المجلس. كما نتقدم بالشكر لسلفكم على جهوده الكبيرة التي بذلها أبان توليه الرئاسة. السيد الرئيس، ها نحن نجتمع مرة أخرى في هذه الجلسة الدورية ضمن إطار البند المعنون الحالة في الشرق الأوسط بما في ذلك القضية الفلسطينية، لكن تحت ظروف إنسانية استثنائية تجاوزت الطابع الروتيني الجامد لهذه الجلسات، وعادت إلى أذهاننا الأحداث المأساوية للعدوان الإسرائيلي على قطاع غزة في أواخر عام 2008، والتي ما زالت شواهدها شاخصة في الذاكرة الإنسانية. فمع دماء الضحايا الأبرياء من المدنيين أطفالاً ونساءً ورجالاً، ودموع الأمهات التكالى، ونحيب المصابين وأنات المشردين الذين فقدوا المأوى والمسكن جراء عمليات القصف الإسرائيلي العشوائي، عاد إلى الأذهان هذا المسلسل الإسرائيلي العدواني المتعطش لنهج العقاب الجماعي مرة أخرى وبصورة أكثر عدوانية، صاباً حمم قذائفه التي لا تميز بين طفل يلعب وعجوز تخبز وشيخ يصلي وطالب يدرس. نعم، إنها آلة القتل الإسرائيلية التي دائماً ما تتباهى باستعراض جبروتها العسكري المتقدم على شعب أعزل يفتقد لأبسط مقومات الحياة جراء استمرار الاحتلال ومواصلة الحصار الخانق وغير القانوني على قطاع غزة. السيد الرئيس، إن المجموعة العربية تدين وبشدة العدوان العسكري الغاشم والوحشي ضد المدنيين العزل في قطاع غزة، والذي تجاوزت به إسرائيل سجلها الحافل بالانتهاكات القانون الدولي والقانون الإنساني الدولي بما في ذلك الأحكام ذات الصلة المتعلقة بحماية المدنيين في الصراعات المسلحة. تجاوزت ذلك إلى ممارسات أكثر خطورة من خلال توعدها بتصعيد وتكثيف عملياتها العسكرية الوحشية، والتي شهدت في هذا العدوان الأخير أخذ بعد عسكري جديد تمثل في توغل بري بعد غزوها للسماء واتخاذها للشواطئ الفلسطينية منصات للقذائف الموجه لكل ما يمثل الإنسانية بصلة، مجسدة بذلك غلوها في الانتهاك لحظر الأعمال الانتقامية والعقاب الجماعي ضد المدنيين العزل والرازحين تحت نير الاحتلال. فمع تفاقم أعداد الضحايا والذي ارتفع في الأيام الأخيرة إلى أكثر من 600 قتيل، غالبيتهم من الأطفال والنساء والمدنيين العزل، وإصابة الآلاف وفقدان عشرات الآلاف لمنازلهم ومساكنهم، وذلك وفقاً للتقارير الصادرة عن مكتب الأمم المتحدة لتنسيق المساعدات الإنسانية، والتي كانت مجزرة حي الشجاعية أكثرها بشاعة ودموية، والتي عدت لوحدها بأنها جريمة حرب. أصبحنا على مشارف كارثة إنسانية بكل ما تحمل الكلمة من معنى، مع استمرار تعامل إسرائيل وتعاطيها مع الواقع بعقلية صفرية منكرة لأبسط حقوق الشعب الفلسطيني غير القابلة للتصرف، رافضة للسلام وناسفة لأحلام هذا الشعب المكلوم في إقامة دولته المستقلة على حدود 4 يونيو لعام 1967 وعاصمتها القدس الشرقية، والمتجاهلة لكافة مبادرات السلام والتي على رأسها مبادرة السلام العربية. فمن هذه الشواهد فإن المجموعة العربية تطالب المجتمع الدولي ممثلاً بمجلس الأمن على ضرورة الاطلاع بمسؤولياته التي حددها الميثاق في ضمان السلم والأمن الدوليين، واتخاذ خطوات إيجابية في طريق تحقيق معادلة السلام الصعبة، وذلك من خلال العمل على اتخاذ التدابير اللازمة لتحقيق الآتي: أولاً، حمل إسرائيل على الوقف الفوري وغير المشروط لعدوانها العسكري بكافة أبعاده على قطاع غزة مع ضمان عدم تكراره، وإلزامها بتحمل المسؤولية القانونية عن كافة الخسائر والأضرار البشرية والمادية التي لحقت بالشعب الفلسطيني الأعزل جراء هذا العدوان الغاشم. ثانياً، إدانة الممارسات العنصرية لسلطات الاحتلال والمستوطنين الإسرائيليين ضد الفلسطينيين العزل وعلى ممتلكاتهم ومقدساتهم، والتي تعد انتهاكاً وخرقاً لكافة المواثيق والمعاهدات الدولية وعلى رأسها اتفاقية جنيف الرابعة بشأن حماية المدنيين وقت الحرب الموقعة لعام 1949. ثالثاً، العمل على رفع الحصار غير القانوني الذي تفرضه إسرائيل على قطاع غزة، ومع ضمان إعادة فتح المعابر لوصول المساعدات الإنسانية والاحتياجات الأساسية لسكان القطاع. رابعاً، دعم المبادرة التي طرحتها جمهورية مصر العربية في 14 يوليو لعام 2014 لوقف إطلاق النار، ومطالبة كافة الأطراف المعنية والإقليمية والدولية بقبولها وتهيئة المناخ الملائم لاستدامة التهدئة. خامساً، دعم طلب دولة فلسطين في وضع أراضيها تحت الحماية الدولية وصولاً إلى إنهاء الاحتلال وتمكين دولة فلسطين من ممارسة سيادتها. سادساً، مطالبة إسرائيل بالإسراع في إطلاق سراح كافة الأسرى والمعتقلين الفلسطينيين منذ بدء العدوان دون شرط أو قيد، خاصة أولئك الذين تم اعتقالهم إدارياً والذين لم توجه لهم أي تهم، وذلك خلاف لمبادئ القانون الدولي، وكذلك من أطلق سراحهم في عمليات تبادل الأسرى. سابعاً، العمل على تقديم كافة صنوف الدعم العاجل لدولة فلسطين لمواجهة المتطلبات الطارئة للشعب الفلسطيني لإعادة إعمار قطاع غزة جراء الحصار والعدوان الإسرائيلي الوحشي. السيد الرئيس، في الختام تجدد المجموعة العربية التزامها بالوقوف إلى جانب الجمهورية اللبنانية ودعمها بما يحافظ على أمنها وسلامة أراضيها، ونطالب إسرائيل بوقف انتهاكاتها المستمرة للأجواء والأراضي اللبنانية، وكذلك الانسحاب الكامل من باقي الأراضي اللبنانية المحتلة، والالتزام بتنفيذ قرار مجلس الأمن 1701. وشكراً السيد الرئيس.
I thank the representative of Kuwait for his statement. I give now the floor to the representative of Vietnam. You have the floor, please.
Mr. President, my delegation wishes to thank you for convening this important open debate on the situation in the Middle East. We thank His Excellency Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for his comprehensive briefing, and Vietnam highly appreciates his efforts towards reducing tensions in the area. Vietnam aligns itself with the statement delivered by the distinguished ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Mr. President, as we meet today, hundreds of Palestinians, many of them women and children, have been killed in the latest indiscriminate attacks against the population in Gaza. Thousands of people have been displaced. Years of social and economic gains have again been ruined, and hope of peace in the region has once again been shattered. Vietnam is extremely concerned with this escalation of violence and strongly deplores the unacceptable level of civilian casualties caused. We share Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's remarks on the atrocious action in Gaza and join him and others in calling on Israel to cease the violence against and take actions to protect the Palestinian civilians. We call for an immediate ceasefire, an end to the violence against civilians, and a resumption of negotiations between parties concerned. We call for and intensify efforts by the international community, in particular the Secret Council and the Quartet, to achieve such a ceasefire and address the current political and humanitarian crisis, including the facilitation of humanitarian relief in Gaza. We extend our full support to these and any other efforts by the international community aimed at bringing peace and stability to the region. Mr. President, the cycle of violence has and will contribute and will continue to plague the region unless a just and peaceful solution is found for the almost seven-decade-long Palestinian question, as well as for the broader conflict in the Middle East. In this regard, Vietnam supports efforts towards the peaceful settlement of the Arab-Israeli conflict on the basis of the relevant UN Security Council resolutions, the Madrid Terms of Reference, including the principle of land for peace, the Arab Peace Initiative, and the Quartet Roadmap, with a view to achieving a comprehensive, just and lasting solution that ensures the legitimate interest of all parties concerned. Urgent and decisive actions are now needed to resume direct talks between Israel and Palestine and the broader Middle East peace process. Vietnam once again reaffirms its principal support for the two-state solution, including the establishment of an independent and sovereign state of Palestine existing in peace with the State of Israel. While such a resolution to the Palestine-Israel conflict would have profound impact on the Middle East, peace in the region also requires forward movement on other crises. We are deeply troubled by the recent rise of violence in Iraq and support efforts by the international community and the Iraqi government to restore stability, secure the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity for peace and stability in the region. We are also concerned by the situation in Syria and call on all parties to refrain from the use of force and settle disputes through peaceful negotiations to bring about stability to Syria and avoid all civilian casualties. Peace in the Middle East can only be achieved if Palestinians are guaranteed a better life and their fundamental rights, including the sacred right to self-determination and establishment of an independent and sovereign state. We also share the view by the Secretary General and that both Palestinians and Israelis need to feel a sense of security and to see a horizon of hope. The root causes of the conflict must therefore be addressed, and the only way is through peaceful negotiations. I thank you very much for your kind attention.
I thank the representative of Vietnam for his statement. I give now the floor to the representative of Peru. You have the floor, sir.
Señor presidente, en primer lugar quisiera saludar la convocatoria a este debate abierto sobre la situación del Medio Oriente, incluida la cuestión de Palestina. Asimismo, agradecemos al secretario general de las Naciones Unidas, señor Ban Ki-moon, por la exposición efectuada sobre la realidad en el terreno, así como sobre sus gestiones de buenos oficios en la región. Señor presidente, La situación actual de la Franja de Gaza viene siendo seguida con mucha atención por mi país, el cual ha expresado su preocupación por la escalada de violencia, así como su enérgica condena por la incursión terrestre que viene desarrollando el ejército de Israel en la Franja de Gaza, la que agrava aún más la situación en el terreno, así como por el lanzamiento de cohetes contra Israel. Por ello demanda el inmediato retiro de las tropas israelíes de la Franja de Gaza, así como el inmediato cese del lanzamiento de cohetes contra Israel. El Perú condena los ataques contra zonas urbanas densamente pobladas y el uso desproporcionado de la fuerza militar. Por ello, reitera su exhortación al pleno respeto a los derechos humanos y el derecho internacional humanitario, así como a adoptar medidas inmediatas de protección para la población civil, garantizando la atención médica de las víctimas y la apertura de los pasos fronterizos que posibiliten la evacuación de la población civil. El Perú reitera su invocación al cese inmediato de las hostilidades, por lo que apoyamos las gestiones emprendidas por el secretario general y otras iniciativas como la de Egipto, que permitan alcanzar el alto el fuego. Asimismo, coincidimos con las intervenciones de los oradores que me han precedido, que han señalado la necesidad de hacer frente a las causas profundas de este conflicto, para lo cual urge la reanudación de negociaciones directas entre las partes a fin de alcanzar una solución viable y duradera que ponga fin al status quo y que permita a palestinos e israelíes convivir en paz dentro de dos estados con fronteras seguras y reconocidas internacionalmente. Señor presidente, por tercera vez en los últimos 6 años se producen hostilidades en la Franja de Gaza, por lo que resulta fundamental detener de manera definitiva el recurrente ciclo de este conflicto sangriento. Para mi delegación, la comunidad internacional, incluyendo a los actores con mayor influencia ante las partes, deben apoyar la búsqueda de una paz duradera sobre la base del pleno cumplimiento de los principios de Madrid, la hoja de ruta del cuarteto y demás acuerdos alcanzados, así como el pleno respeto del derecho internacional, incluyendo las resoluciones del Consejo de Seguridad sobre la materia. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
I thank the representative of Peru for his statement. Now give the floor to the representative of Jamaica.
President, I thank you for convening this important open debate today. Jamaica is deeply concerned at the escalating crisis in Gaza, which has resulted in rising civilian casualties, claiming the lives of over 600 Palestinians and injuring in excess of 3,700, many of whom are women and children. We strongly condemn the targeting of civilian populations, which constitutes a blatant violation of international humanitarian law. While acknowledging that Israel has legitimate security concerns and recognizing its right to self-defense, we are dismayed at the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against an unarmed civilian population that has limited options for shelter. Mr. President, we also condemn the actions of Hamas and call for an urgent end to its sustained rocket attacks on Israeli cities and population centers. Mr. President, the Security Council and the wider international community cannot remain a bystander to these tragic events. The focus of the international community, Mr. President, must be on brokering an immediate cessation of hostilities, even as we redouble our efforts to bring humanitarian relief to the thousands under siege within the dense confines of the Gaza Strip. The unfolding and mounting humanitarian catastrophe is one for which we cannot turn a blind eye. We call on the international community to respond to the appeal made by UNRWA for $115 million to be mobilized in order to meet the urgent humanitarian needs of the people of Gaza for food, medicine, water, and sanitation services. The generous contribution of $47 million by the United States is most welcome. We also welcome the visit of the Secretary General to the region and very much appreciate the briefing from Ramallah that he provided this morning, in which he outlined the intense discussions in which he is currently engaged, which are geared towards a cessation of the fighting, commencement of dialogue, and tackling the root causes of the crisis. Mr. President, Jamaica believes that the cycle of violence will continue in the absence of a negotiated political settlement based on a two-state solution. We remain committed to a just, lasting, and comprehensive agreement that recognizes the Palestinian state within the pre-1967 borders and guarantees the security of Israel. Achieving such a solution must be based on the implementation of confidence-building measures by both sides. Mr. President, we have a collective responsibility to address these deep-rooted problems, which is the only pathway to achieving sustainable peace and security in this region. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Jamaica for his statement. I give now the floor to the representative of Guatemala.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quisiera felicitarlo por el liderazgo y el trabajo que ha realizado como presidente del Consejo en este mes especialmente agitado. Asimismo, quisiera agradecer al secretario general por su exposición de hoy en la mañana. Señor presidente, cuando Guatemala asumió su asiento en este Consejo en enero de 2012, las sombras del incipiente conflicto en Siria y las añejas tensiones entre Israel y la autoridad palestina se mitigaban un tanto con las esperanzas sembradas en la región por la llamada Primavera Árabe. Aunque conservamos la confianza que las demandas legítimas de los pueblos finalmente rendirán sus frutos, por ahora todo es desolación. Cada semana la escalada en la violencia aumenta, las divisiones se multiplican y el desastre humanitario crece. Nuestro desconsuelo solo aumenta cuando se suman los recientes acontecimientos en la Franja de Gaza a la situación en Siria, la situación en Irak, sus repercusiones sobre países vecinos como Líbano y Jordania y el repentino auge en las actividades de los yihadistas del Estado Islámico en Irak y el Levante. No obstante lo anterior, Guatemala se mantiene firme en sostener que la diplomacia y el diálogo son el mejor camino para lograr una solución a largo plazo en cada uno de los conflictos que socavan el Medio Oriente. Aunque la profundidad de las intransigencias y hostilidades existentes podría sugerir que es ingenuo, seguimos pensando que las soluciones políticas a las diferencias que por años han dividido a esta región son la única vía que ofrece una estabilidad duradera y el potencial de retomar la vía del progreso. A título de ejemplo, lo que está en la mente de todos por el papel central que juega en toda la región es la escalada de violencia en Israel y en la Franja de Gaza. Una vez más, la población civil se ve amenazada. Una vez más, estamos ante narrativas encontradas relativas al origen de la violencia, mientras que se cruzan las recriminaciones y se asignan cuotas de responsabilidad, lo que se constata con horror y estupor es el altísimo costo que han dejado ya los acontecimientos, en especial para la población civil indefensa palestina. No solo deploramos profundamente las pérdidas materiales y humanas ya acaecidas, si no estamos convencidos que este tipo de acciones solo traerá consigo una mayor escalada del conflicto junto con consecuencias imprevisibles para ambas partes. En este contexto, unimos nuestra voz a los urgentes llamados de diversos sectores a un cese inmediato de todos los actos de violencia y reiteramos que la única solución duradera debe buscarse en una negociación sobre la base de dos estados, Israel y Palestina, viviendo en paz y bajo fronteras seguras. Estamos conscientes de los enormes desafíos que para las partes puede significar buscar una solución política, tanto a nivel nacional como internacional. Sin embargo, insistimos, es el único camino que queda. Continuar por el rumbo actual solamente profundizará las divisiones, impidiendo el objetivo de paz anhelado. Muchas gracias.
I thank the representative of Guatemala for his statement. The representative of Israel has asked for the floor to make a further statement. I give him the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, throughout the course of this day, a number of member states have used their time in front of this council to criticize Israel. In truth, they deserve the criticism. They sit in this hall and pour out their rage and grief, when in fact, many of these same nations are responsible for much of the conflict inflaming them in the Middle East. I am glad to see that the representative of Lebanon, has shown such an interest in Palestinian rights. However, before speaking about Israel in these halls, might I suggest that she takes a look at the refugee camps throughout Lebanon, where Palestinians are kept in some of the worst conditions in the region. They are subjected to consistent violation, discrimination, violence, extreme discrimination, and economic and social oppression. Earlier today, Mr. President, you heard from the UN's odd couple, Iran and Saudi Arabia. Back home, they are fighting a proxy war in Syria, responsible for the killing of 150,000 Syrians. But here at the UN, they couldn't be closer. They have one thing in common. Both are cradle of terrorism and radicalism in the Middle East. One created Hezbollah, and the other one created Al-Qaeda. Iran and Qatar have also teamed up to arm and finance Hamas. Every rocket flying out of Israel could bear the imprint, courtesy of Tehran, while every terror tunnel could have a sign that reads, made possible through a kind donation from the Emir of Qatar. If it weren't enough that they enabled the building of an underground terror network, these nations sit here in this council and deliver remarks that have no grounding in reality. In its remarks, Iran actually used the term compliance and called for the implementation of UN resolutions. Given that it is the world's primary sponsor of terrorism and it now seeks nuclear weapons in clear violation of Security Council resolutions, as well as smuggling arms into Gaza in clear violation of Security Council resolutions, I wasn't aware that Iran was actually familiar with the term compliance. Finally, Mr. President, in this list of member states, Egypt also had a lot to say about human rights, given that they sentenced 683 people, Egyptians, to death in one single day. Instead of calling for divestments, Egypt's time would be better spent making its investments in their own people. Come to think of it, the same goes for all repressive Arab nations and NAM here in this chamber, mentioning Cuba, Venezuela, great democracies, the DPRK, that brutally and mercilessly suppress the rights of their people. It is time to end the hypocrisy. Mr. President, once again, this is not a war in Gaza that we chose. It was our last resort. It was imposed on us by Hamas, by Hamas's brutal attacks against our civilians. Israel did not want this war, and three different times, Israel agreed to accept a ceasefire, and every single time Hamas refused and launched even more rockets. Each of these rockets sends a clear, loud message: Hamas is determined to wage war. As we have said before, Israel has no interest in being in Gaza. We are fighting in Gaza, but we are not fighting the people of Gaza. The equation, once again, is very simple. When it is quiet in Israel, it will be quiet in Gaza. The goal of our operation is to eliminate the rockets, shut down the terror tunnels, and demilitarize Gaza in order to restore sustained quiet to the people of Israel and the people of Gaza. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Israel for his statement. Well, there are no more names inscribed on the list of speakers. The Security Council has thus concluded the present stage of its consideration of the item on its agenda, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.